Now, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to get through all of these today. And so I'm going to have to come back and finish up our discussion of causes and cures, or at least potential cures, for lowered sex drive. And so I'll probably revisit this, wrap it up next Saturday. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that a week from today. All right, now, for where we are right now, and remember now, I want y'all, if you need to, go ahead and drop and give me 50. Yeah, whatever you need to do to get that blood flowing real good so that the brain is working at its best, so that when this upcoming quiz is brought to you, which will be in just a few minutes, you'll be ready for it. Your brain and the oxygen will be flowing good for you. All right. What else can cause our sex drive to go down, down, down? Something that a lot of us really enjoy big time. Technology. Yeah. Are you constantly on your smartphone? Whatever you're doing on it. Social media, reading the news, checking sports scores, emailing, surfing the internet. If technology is getting into bed with you each night, you can go ahead and plan on having sex less and less often. Yes, go ahead and plan on having sex less and less often. Not only is it harder for one partner to initiate sex while the other one's distracted by a reality TV catfight, but technology actually replaces intimate moments. So if you want to ramp up on the sharing of sexual love, your bed should be used primarily for two purposes and two purposes only: sleeping and sex. Speaking about technology, I know I mentioned I really focused on things that have to do with smartphones, laptops, iPads, notebooks, that kind of thing, because I mentioned emailing and surfing the internet, stuff like that. But how about TV? And I mean an actual TV now. It can be so tempting to look at these cute flat screens and say, whoa, man, I like that, I like that. And you decide that you want to put one in your bedroom. Maybe some of you had TVs in your bedrooms long before there were any flat screens. You decided, yeah, I'm going to put this TV in this bedroom. It is a great idea to not put TVs in the bedrooms, period. Now, notice what I'm not doing. I'm not coming down on anyone, because I understand for various reasons people may want TVs in the bedrooms. What about this idea? What about the idea of saying, you know what, we'll have TVs in this room and that room, but not those rooms. And so this room may be a great room. That room may be a den. So in two public areas of the house, you have TVs. And the family understands, hey, when we get ready to watch TV, we have this room to watch it in, or we have that room to watch it in. So that on the one hand, it's almost like you're trying to compromise, you're trying to strike a balance by avoiding the whole notion of saying, hey, anytime TV is watched, everybody who wants to watch is going to watch this show at this time, whether you really want to see this show or not. That can be a little extreme. So what if you have one TV in each of two public areas of the house? Like I say, just as an example, a great room and a den. So that if someone's going to watch TV, well, we are learning how, because this is what we've been told, this is how we do it. We see what's on and we agree to what we're going to watch. Or if there's just something that someone else wants to see and someone else isn't interested, we have a second TV. And so if you have five people in the house, six people in the house, four people in the house, two TVs that can be watched. And if for whatever reason there's nothing on either of those two TVs that's being watched that strikes everyone's fancy, well, the ones who don't want to watch this time can do something else. But remember, let's keep it fair and not have one person hogging the TV all the time. But it really is a great idea to keep TVs as much as possible, technology out of the rooms. Now, that said, I know a lot of people have gotten away from landline telephones, and it is a good idea to have a phone in the bedroom, even at night, not for the purpose of using the technology so much as being able to get a call to come through, and you know it's coming through in the event that someone's calling because of an emergency. But try to stay away from that when it's time to be sleeping or having sex. Yeah, don't let that technology take the place of the all-important relationship with your special someone. All right, more up in just a few.